This is Unit 21 of Speak and Read Eastern Arabic. In this unit, you will learn how to ask for and understand directions, describe and understand destination, tell someone where you want to go, and inquire whether something is allowed or prohibited. Listen to this Arabic conversation.
عفواً، اللي من فضلك.
نعم، شو بتريدي؟
وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟
هنيك بهداك الشارع على اليمين.
مسموح التصوير بالسوق؟
ايوه مسموح.
شكرا.
عفوا.
Listen to this conversation again.
عفوا، اللي من فضلك.
نعم، شو بتريدي؟
وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟
هنيك بهداك الشارع على اليمين.
مسموح التصوير بالسوق؟
ايوه مسموح.
شكرا.
عفوا.
How do you say thank you?
شكرا. شكرا.
How do you respond to thank you?
عفوا. عفوا.
You may remember that the phrase for you're welcome also means excuse me. How do you say excuse me?
عفوا. عفوا.
Here's how you ask a woman, how can I help you?
شو بتريدي؟ شو بتريدي؟
Actually, you're saying, what do you want? How do you ask a man, what do you want?
شو بتريد؟ شو بتريد؟
Do you remember the word for going, referring to a man?
رايح. رايح.
This word describes first person, second person, or third person. Ask a man, where are you going?
وين رايح؟ وين رايح؟
What's the word for going, referring to a woman?
رايحة. رايحة.
How does a woman say, I'm going?
رايحة. رايحة.
Ask a woman, where are you going?
وين رايحة؟ وين رايحة؟
Say, I'm going to the restaurant.
رايحة على المطعم. رايحة على المطعم.
The sound on the beginning of the word for restaurant is a preposition denoting direction, meaning to. It is usually used when one's destination is a building or a business. Say to the restaurant.
على المطعم. على المطعم.
Do you remember the word for post office?
البريد. البريد.
How does a man say, I'm going to the post office?
رايح على البريد. رايح على البريد.
How does a woman say, I'm going to the movies?
رايحة على السينما. رايحة على السينما.
If you recall, we have used the prefix la before names of cities to denote destination also. This is often used when the destination is a city or a country. How do you say, I'm going to London, if you are a man?
رايح للندن. رايح للندن.
How does a woman say, I'm going to Aleppo?
رايحة لحلب. رايحة لحلب.
What's the word for where?
وين. وين.
How do you ask, where's the restaurant?
وين المطعم. وين المطعم.
Now ask, where's the post office?
وين البريد. وين البريد.
Do you remember the word for over there?
هنيك. هنيك.
What's the word for this, referring to a masculine thing?
هذا. هذا.
Say, this street.
هذا الشارع. هذا الشارع.
Here's the word for that, referring to a masculine thing.
هداك هداك
Now say that street.
هداك الشارع هداك الشارع
Do you know how to say on that street? It is the same preposition used for in. Listen.
بهداك الشارع بهداك الشارع
Say on that street.
بهداك الشارع بهداك الشارع
If someone is in downtown Damascus and he wants to point out to you a street at a distance, how does he say, that street over there?
هداك الشارع هنيك هداك الشارع هنيك
Suppose you want to inquire about the location of the handicraft bazaar in downtown Damascus. It's become an attraction to tourists and residents alike. First, here's the name of that bazaar.
سوق الصناعات اليدوية سوق الصناعات اليدوية
Let's break this phrase down into its component words. The first word means marketplace. Listen and repeat.
سوق سوق
How do you say marketplace?
سوق سوق
The word for handicraft is made up of two words. Listen to them.
صناعات اليدوية صناعات اليدوية
Let's build this phrase up, starting with the last word.
اليدوية اليدوية صناعات اليدوية صناعات اليدوية
How do you ask about the location of the handicraft bazaar?
وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟ وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟
Someone might tell you, over there, on that street. How does he say that?
هنيك بهداك الشارع هنيك بهداك الشارع
If he wants to be more precise, he might tell you it's on the right or on the left. Here's the word for on the right.
على اليمين على اليمين
How do you say on the right?
على اليمين على اليمين
Here's how to say on the left.
على الشمال على الشمال
How do you say on the left?
عشمال عشمال
Tell someone that the restaurant is on the left.
المطعم عشمال المطعم عشمال
If you recall, the phrase for please has two forms, one used when addressing a male and the other when addressing a female. How do you say please to a man?
من فضلك من فضلك
Note the uk ending. Say please once more.
من فضلك. من فضلك.
Do you remember how to say to a man, tell me?
اللي. اللي.
Note the elongated L sound. How do you say, tell me please?
اللي من فضلك. اللي من فضلك.
Now say to a man, tell me please, where's the post office?
اللي من فضلك, وين البريد? اللي من فضلك, وين البريد?
How do you say please to a woman?
من فضلك. من فضلك.
Note the ick ending. Say please again to a woman.
من فضلك. من فضلك.
How do you say tell me to a woman?
إليلي إليلي
Now say to a woman, tell me please, where's the restaurant?
إليلي من فضلك, وين المطعم? إليلي من فضلك, وين المطعم?
How do you ask a man? Tell me, please, where's the handicraft bazaar?
اللي من فضلك، وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟ اللي من فضلك، وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟
Let's break down the sentence and build it up, starting from the end.
اليدوية الصناعات اليدوية سوق الصناعات اليدوية وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟ من فضلك، وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟ اللي من فضلك، وين سوق الصناعات اليدوية؟
At some tourist attractions, smoking or taking photographs may be prohibited. Here's the word for permissible or allowed.
مسموح مسموح
How do you say permissible?
مسموح مسموح
Here's the word for photography or taking photographs.
التصوير التصوير
Note the elongated T sound on the beginning. Now ask, is taking photographs allowed?
مسموح التصوير مسموح التصوير
How would someone tell you, yes, taking pictures is allowed?
نعم، مسموح التصوير نعم، مسموح التصوير
And here's the word for prohibited.
ممنوع ممنوع
Say, taking pictures is prohibited.
التصوير ممنوع التصوير ممنوع.
The order of these words may be reversed with the meaning remaining intact. Listen.
ممنوع التصوير. ممنوع التصوير.
Here's the word for smoking.
التدخين. التدخين.
How do you inquire if smoking is allowed?
التدخين مسموح. تدخين مسموح؟
The answer may be, yes, it's allowed. Say it.
ايوه مسموح. ايوه مسموح.
Or it may be, here it's prohibited. Say it.
هون ممنوع. هون ممنوع.
Suppose you're at a restaurant and you want to find your way to the restroom. How do you ask the waiter, where's the restroom, please?
وين المرحاض من فضلك؟ وين المرحاض من فضلك؟
How do you ask a waitress, where's the restroom, please?
وين المرحاض من فضلك؟ وين المرحاض من فضلك؟
The only difference between the two phrases is the ik ending on the last word used with women. She tells you, it's over there on the right.
هنيك على اليمين. هنيك على اليمين.
How does the waitress say, it's over there on the left?
هنيك على الشمال. هنيك على الشمال.
Do you remember how to say hello?
مرحبا. مرحبا.
How do you respond to this greeting?
اهلا اهلا
Once more say hello
مرحبا مرحبا
Respond properly to hello
اهلا اهلا
How do you say good morning
صباح الخير صباح الخير
As you already know the response is a little different from the initial greeting How do you respond to good morning?
صباح النور. صباح النور.
Suppose you are looking for someone named Marwan in an office building. What's the usual title used for men?
سيد سيد.
Note the elongated S. Now use this title with his name.
سيد مروان سيد مروان.
How do you ask, where's Mr. Marwan?
وين السيد مروان؟ وين السيد مروان؟
You may be told he is having lunch. How do they say that?
عم يتغدى. عم يتغدى.
Note the initial word which expresses progressive action. Say, he's having lunch again.
عم يتغدى. عم يتغدى.
When you ask about this person's location, you may get directions to his office. One possibility is, over there on the left.
هنيك على الشمال. هنيك على الشمال.
You may be given his room number. Here's the word for room.
غرفة. غرفة.
How do you say room 19?
غرفة 19. غرفة 19.
How do you say room 10?
غرفة 10. غرفة 10.
Say room 20.
غرفة 20. غرفة 20.
The numbers 20 and above get easier. Listen to 21.
واحد وعشرين. واحد وعشرين.
You may have figured out that the speaker is literally saying 1 and 20. Note that and is represented by the w sound. Say it again.
واحد وعشرين. واحد وعشرين.
What's the word for 22?
اثنين وعشرين. اثنين وعشرين.
The process is the same for all subsequent numbers. Simply say one of the numbers, 1 through 9, followed by the number for 20, 30, etc. Here's the number 30.
تلاتين. تلاتين.
Say 30 once more.
تلاتين. تلاتين.
Here's 40.
أربعين. أربعين.
How do you say 40?
أربعين. أربعين.
Now try to say 41.
واحد وأربعين. واحد وأربعين.
Here's 50.
خمسين. خمسين.
You may have noticed a pattern in these numbers. The A or A endings of numbers 3 through 9 are dropped and replaced by another ending that sounds like een. Listen carefully to the word for 6.
ستة. ستة.
Here's 60.
ستين. ستين.
How do you say 65?
خمسة وستين. خمسة وستين.
What's 70?
سبعين. سبعين.
Here's 80.
تمانين. تمانين.
What's 83?
تلاتة وتمانين. تلاتة وتمانين.
Here's 90.
تسعين. تسعين.
Say 99.
تسعة وتسعين. تسعة وتسعين.
And finally, here's the word for 100.
مية. مية.
Now say 150.
مية وخمسين. مية وخمسين.
Literally, you're saying 150. Say 152.
مية واثنين وخمسين. 152.
You're saying literally 100 and 250. Say 143.
143. 143.
How do you say room 120?
غرفة 120. غرفة 120.
Suppose you're going to do some traveling. Do you remember the word for airport?
مطار. مطار.
Say, to the airport.
على المطار. على المطار.
How does a man say, I'm going to the airport?
رايح على المطار. رايح على المطار.
How does a woman say, I'm going to the airport?
رايحة على المطار. رايحة على المطار.
How does a man say, I'm going to Amman?
رايح لعمان. رايح لعمان.
Note that the prefix la is used when the destination is a city or a country. How does a woman say, I'm going to Beirut?
رايحة لبيروت. رايحة لبيروت.
Do you remember the word for passport?
جواز. جواز.
Say, my passport.
جوازي. جوازي.
How do you say, this is my passport?
هذا جوازي. هذا جوازي.
What's the word for documents or papers?
أوراق. أوراق.
How do you say my papers?
أوراقي. أوراقي.
Do you remember how to indicate a plural noun using the equivalent of these or those?
هذول أوراقي. هذول أوراقي.
What's the word for visa?
تأشيرة. تأشيرة.
Say, this is my visa.
هي تأشيرتي. هي تأشيرتي.
What's the verb for I like?
بحب. بحب.
Do you remember the name of that dish made from cracked wheat and beef and stuffed with meat and pine nuts?
كبه. كبه.
Say, I like kibbe.
بحب الكبه. بحب الكبه.
How do you say, I like ice cream?
بحب البوظة. بحب البوظة.
Do you remember the word for picture?
صورة. صورة.
Say, my picture.
صورتي. صورتي.
Now say, this is my picture. Remember that it is a feminine noun because of the a ending.
هاي صورتي. هاي صورتي.
What's family in Arabic?
عيلة. عيلة.
How do you say my family?
عيلتي. عيلتي.
Now say, this is my family's picture.
هي صورة عيلتي. هي صورة عيلتي.
What's the word for live or I'm living, as in I live or I'm living in London?
ساكن. ساكن.
This is how a man would say it. Say, I live in Detroit.
ساكن بديترويت. ساكن بديترويت.
Note the B part on the beginning of Detroit. It means in. How does a woman say, I live in Detroit?
ساكنة بديترويت. ساكنة بديترويت.
How do you say thank you?
شكرا. شكرا.
How do you say you're welcome as a response to thank you?
عفوا. عفوا.
Now say goodbye.
مع السلامة. مع السلامة.
Goodbye. This is the end of Unit 21.